Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, well-wishers. That's nice. I hope she's the one for you, and then she cheats like it did on me. It's nice. Who is that?
Gabby Barrett. Yeah, Gabby Barrett featuring Charlie Puth.
Oh, Charlie, my boy.
Oh, well.
About her, then the last 7 miles turn into a blur. I hope you both feel a spark by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one.
I pulled this for one of the new music things, I think, and I just don't have Charlie Puth labeled on there.
Yeah, I think this is a different version because I've only heard hers. I didn't know Charlie was on it.
We definitely heard this one other time. I don't know if we just heard it on the air or.
New Music Friday.
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway.
Did you hear that? Jane is screaming from Alameda, right?
Like, you've heard it on the radio. You've heard it. You've heard it. Heard it on Alice. On Alice, 97.3. Hey, everyone. Good morning. It's only Thursday. We're a little slap happy. We're going on vacation next week.
Thursday.
So it's, you know, as we get close to the end here, we get our nerves are like, we're jangly. Tomorrow should be a fun show, party show. I'm going to have to nap today because there's a 2-hour Big Brother with 3 eliminations tonight. It's a don't miss TV. So I'll be watching that and be raring to go tomorrow. The Celebrity Trash This Hour is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. Yesterday's was really fun. We laughed our asses off. We sang a Maroon 5 song, I'm pretty sure. Did that make the podcast?
It did, yes.
Yeah. Johnny.
Well, half the song did.
Well, so, right. He loves it. He loves singing. So it was really fun. And then on the Johnny Mosley Pod, it's Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. He does these weekly workouts that we put up. And it was so dangerous, the one that he did yesterday. Like, watch it, but don't do it. Unless you're in amazing shape. It's called Johnny in the Box.
Oh, box jumping?
But the way he does it, I'll tell you something. I am quite the camera woman because I got some great footage of it when I was like scrolling through it. It was, you know, and he's going even faster. I was like, whoa, that's amazing. So anyway, you can follow the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram and check that out and listen to the Johnny Mosley podcast every week at radio.com.
That's impressive stuff when you see someone who can get their knees up and plant their feet on something that's almost as tall as they are.
He's not looking at, and he's talking, describing what he's doing the whole time. Luckily, he's winded after. I was like, oh, thank God, he's human. He was actually winded after. I'm like, okay, good. All right. I guess he's not a superhuman. He's not a superhero.
Well, he's just getting into season shape. He'll be in season shape once he starts making turns.
But yeah, I guess. You know, he's got all these exercises that get you ready for it, so... We post those up on the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram. I do want to talk a little bit about Big Brother. I'm not going to go into last night's show. It was very boring. Tonight should be good, and some people are going to have to go. I mean, even if they get rid of Kevin and David, somebody from one of these alliances is going to have to go. Because if 3 people are going, we're down to it.
Has anyone taken sympathy for granted more than David does? Like, he's got a lot of people who have tried to help him through this game, and he just blows it at every decision the whole time.
And they always cut to his face with the big boo-boo lip.
And he's a good-looking kid, and he seems likable enough, but he's just one of those guys who steps in it at every choice.
It is kind of amazing. Like, he takes the money last night during this prize thing, as Dr. Will had told us from his balcony. Well, I don't know what more can be spoiled by the show. It's badly cast and super boring. Like, I don't know how much more spoiled it can get. So he takes the money, and it just turns out to be the absolute, like, oh, what, you think you're safe? You dummy? Rookie move guy?
He's a dude on the block. There's just not one person is going to be okay with the choice he made. Not one.
Nope.
He just flipped the vote at himself because of what he did.
But he gets his $10,000. And frankly, it might have been the best choice for him. I don't think the guy's going to win the game. Although,
I'd be
thinking, that's the guy I want to bring to the end with me. I can beat him. Everybody knows.
But you really do make yourself look, these are things I'm very familiar with. Looking like an ass in front of a lot of people is not, it's not your best move.
Like, truly.
You know.
So this is, speaking of looking like an ass in front of a lot of people, I thought Maria wrote, thank you, Maria from Napa. She still sends her updates, even if we don't talk about it. And I was reminded of this thing that happened, and I'll read you what she wrote. Cody, being all confused about what someone is called in relation to their state. He comes in the room asking about it. I can't remember which state he started with. He came in asking about it, and so we don't know really what made him think about it initially. And then by the time we get through this whole thing, he says, a Texan is an animal. Like, he doesn't
believe.
The
start of it was about, what do you call someone from Jersey?
Right.
That's how they got started. He's from Jersey, and they were like, are you New Jerseyan?
Oh, so somebody asked him, okay.
Are you a Jerseyite? And he's like, that's not a thing.
He's like, I'm just a New Jersey guy.
Right.
And they're like, no, it's like when you're from California, you're Californian.
As dumb as he is, it might have been the most fun moment on the show.
Yeah, I agree. And then he's in the diary room going, Zingbot said I had a 10 IQ by the time. God, I'm learning so much on this. I'll probably have like a 22, 25 by the time I get out of here. I'm like, well, if you're lucky. He insists a Texan is an animal. Like, what kind of animal would that even be? Is it a cow? Is it a cow?
I don't know. I just, that went on. There's a point where they could have put him out of his misery, and just like, you know, the big brother voice should have come on and said, Cody, stop talking. Just stop. Get out of the room. Leave the room with some shred of dignity left. Get out of there.
You know what, though? That's what the voice should have said, but what the voice was actually saying to the other voices that are also watching. Oh, my God. Thank God. Something funny is happening.
I know.
This is something interesting and funny. This is, oh my God, we're going to feature this on the show and we're going to recall it several times. Look, you know the show is bad. I don't know if you watched from the very beginning when they do the recap. On Sunday's show, they went back to two evictions previous to do, I swear to God, it was a 15-minute recap. I'm like, oh, there's nothing happening on this show. They couldn't cut a whole show together because they've gone back so far. It's ridiculous. By the way, Maria from Napa says that if you live in Napa, you're a napkin.
Oh,
which is
that's
adorable.
Cute. Very cute.
Some people say napping, probably. All right. Some website. The thing is, let's see what it's called here. OLBG.com. It's a website I've never heard of. But they've put together a list of the 50 highest earning celebrity brands. So I have those for you. If you want to take some guesses, feel free.
Well, let's start with your boy. How did Cabo Wabo fare on the list?
Oh, let me see if that's even on here.
Or
let's
Beach
look.
Bum Rum.
Now, so these are, I don't know how Beach Bum Rum is doing, but Cabo Wabo, I believe he sold.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he owns that. So, because I do not see him on this list.
What about, we just heard in the news, Aviator Gin?
That's Ryan Reynolds. He's at number 41. So that made, and I'm thinking that this is in the last year. This website I've never heard of doesn't do a good job of telling me what this thing is making and when. So they're saying $10 million in revenue, which sounds like a yearly amount.
Okay, what about,
so we'll go with that.
the Kardashian, they must be...
A lot of like, Kardashians.
They must
here.
Fill the whole top 10, right?
They are, let's see, Kylie Jenner's in the top 10 at number 8. Kylie Cosmetics last year made $177 million.
Sheesh.
Let me find Kim. Kim is at number 12. Her KKW Beauty only made $100 million.
Really ridiculous.
Agreed.
You know, I haven't thought about it much, although, or like in detail, but you got to figure the makeup business is down big this year, right? Who's wearing makeup?
Well,
you're in the
I
house most of the time.
Maybe people who Zoom? I don't know. I'm certainly not wearing any. Of course, I really wasn't.
Yeah, you never did at all. But.
I have makeup from 12 years ago and then some. Probably
no,
more.
That was it was 12 years ago, 20 years ago. You actually have makeup from 32 years ago.
No. I remember I got rid of that makeup.
Oh, did you?
Well, okay. Everyone, someone dressed as the makeup.
I think there's a few people who dressed up as the makeup.
What'd you say?
A few people were dressed up as the makeup.
Yeah, I thought, wow, that is hurtful, but a very creative costume. No, I think. I don't think I have that makeup anymore. I think you guys shamed me out of it. You're great that way. So let me give you a few. I'll count down the top 10. And if you want to throw in some more guesses, I can quickly scroll through this
No,
list.
Go ahead. Tell us the top 10.
Jay-Z made $147 million off Tidal last year. And he's at number 10. $147 million. Rihanna.
Yeah, she's got makeup and clothing, right?
She does. And they're both in the top 10. So her fashion line, which is Savage X Fenty, made $150 million, and that was good for ninth place. She's also at number 5 for her Fenty fashion house. Rihanna's in 3 times.
Oh,
so Fenty
damn.
Fashion House made $387 million. That was good for fifth place. And at fourth place, Fenty Beauty made $570 million. So altogether, she's over $1 billion here.
Good for her.
Just in, you know, they've broken them out. Because actually Kylie's skin is made $25 million, and that they consider that separate from the Kylie Cosmetics. I don't know how they would separate that out, but they did. Jay-Z, Tidal, then Rihanna, then Kylie Cosmetics, then Kate Hudson made $300 million on her Fabletics.
Kate Hudson?
Her brand is Fabletics. It's all activewear, you know. Picking up a copy of my activewear.
I've never heard one person say they love this Kate Hudson gear.
I do.
Oh,
what?
You just heard someone.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
Tell us, Nicole. Isn't there like a deal you get these things sent to you?
Well, it's really expensive. So if you sign up, there's a way to get certain things for cheap because it's like $100 and I'm not spending that. So I got a pair. I got the Demi Lovato because she does like a partnership. Oh. And I got a top and pants.
How do they look? You like those?
Yeah,
they're
super soft and they're stretchy and they just work out.
Soft and stretchy is the way, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider them to be excellent quality?
Yes. Yeah,
so
I've had
for
it for about like 3 years. Well, I didn't spend $100. I think I got it. Like I got some promotion, so I think I spent like $40 for the top and bottom, and then I got another pair of pants.
Yeah, they actually look really thin. Are they see through? Are they those yoga pants that you can see someone's choo choo when they're in yoga
with them? I don't know.
Because those pants are out there, man. I've seen more crack than I really care to in yoga class.
Yeah, but they're nice. I do recommend.
All right. So that's a listen. And clearly other people are recommending these as well. Kate Hudson made $300 million. Well, the company did anyway. Made $300 million. Jessica Alba's in the top 10 too. Mm. That she does the Honest Company. And they are all kinds of like cleaners and baby stuff. And
we use tons of her baby stuff. Tons of it.
The soaps,
I grew up with No More Tears.
Yes.
And I even really like that smell, but the Honest stuff is what the kids have been using forever.
And
it's their no-tear shampoo, no-tear conditioner, and yeah, I've got it upstairs right now. That's what the kids use.
Jessica Alba's Honest Company made $380 million last year.
Yep.
Then the two Rihanna, the Fashion House Fenty, $387 million. Fenty Beauty, $570 million. She's at number 4. Number 3 on this list is Jessica Simpson.
Yep.
Jessica Simpson is a huge fashion chick. Shoe line, it's all pretty reasonably priced, and she apparently sells a lot of it because it made $1 billion in the last year. She very quietly is the richest chick you know.
I have heard people love her shoes. I think Yuzette used to love her shoes. Mm-hmm. So at least you hear someone say something about that. I've never heard anybody say anything about Fabletics.
No. Well, I've seen stuff, but I've never tried them, and no close friend has ever recommended them. At number two on this list is Kanye West, Yeezy. $1.3 billion is what that company brought in last year. And number one, do you want to take a guess? It's obvious once you hear it.
Oprah!
It's not Oprah. Oh. It's Dr. Dre. It's yes, good guess. There you go, Brittany. Beats Electronics.
Oh.
$1.5 billion in revenue last year. So congratulations. There's a huge list of this. Again, the website is olbg.com. You can look at it.
Yeah, there's got to be, we haven't heard the name Martha Stewart. I have to believe she endorses a million things and makes a ton of dough with that.
She probably does, but she's actually not in the top 50. At number 50 is Gina Rodriguez, who has a fashion line called Naha, and she made $2.9 million. Justin Timberlake's on here with his fashion. Oh, Tony Hawk, Birdhouse Skateboards, made $5 million. He's at number 48.
Wow.
Ellen DeGeneres, Pharrell Williams. There's all... Sofia Vergara has a furniture collection that she made $10 million on last year.
Wow.
A lot of venture capital people, like Nas has his own Queensbridge Venture Partners, and they made $12 million last year. Khloe has a fashion like Khloe Kardashian. She made $12 million. She's the poor Kardashian sister. Jay-Z's on here again at number 34 with Armand de Brignac. However you say that, champagne, that made $13 million. So it's an interesting list, and there's a lot of sports people on here. Oprah Winfrey's at number 20. Her network made $26 million, and that's her big one this year.
Wow.
And there's some restaurants and stuff on there, too. Again, it's OLBG. You know what? Could we put a link? I'll email you this this link, and let's put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people don't have to remember that. What's going up in the news, Vin?
The cutting edge of sitting down.
Oh,
and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.